Where do you think the future is going to be for groups like yours that are doing a lot of research, but more in a community setting? Do you think that's going to increase or decrease in the next 10 years?
There are a lot of factors that tell me it's going to increase, but there are also factors out there that would reduce our capacity to be able to do this type of work. So it depends on how much that's offset with the positive factor. So overall, I think that the community centers are going to be major. They already are major players, by the way.
Absolutely.
They put half or more of the patients on the cooperative group studies.
And incidentally, the patterns of care studies I was telling you about earlier, we find that 75% of medical oncologists are participating in clinical trials. A lot of that's industry, but 75% are putting patients. Does that sound right to you?
That's very interesting. I didn't realize it was that high, but
it was surprising.
Yeah.
It's not clear, I guess, where this is all heading.
It's not clear to me, but I really think the patients are in the communities. It's unrealistic to expect the majority of patients with cancers to flock into major cancer centers to get trials. Even if 10%, which is a large number, went to the major centers, they would be overwhelmed with patients. That's the first thing. The second thing is that people won't do it. I know that Memorial and MD Anderson get lots of patients, but there are many, many more patients that don't go there.
Right.
So we have to bring these treatments to the patients in the communities rather than expect the patients to come into centers. And that is alien to the thinking that, first of all, the centers don't want to do that because they continually want to have large numbers of patients come to their place. So they don't want to do it. So how are we going to get over this hump of 4% of all patients or 3% that go on clinical trials? In my view, we're not going to get over that unless we go into the communities and design the research and allow the doctors who are well-trained to be involved.
And get some money.
They have to be paid. You can't do work
right.
for nothing. And when you're doing it and actually being paid less than it costs you, that's obviously ridiculous.